Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the world of Cursor, the AI-powered code editor.
400 hours of Cursor knowledge compressed into one podcast. I'm all ears.
First things first, the Cursor rules file. It's like giving Cursor a cheat sheet for your project. Project vision, personality, like teach me like a senior dev, tech stack, it all goes in there.
So it's not just about what you want to build, but how you want Cursor to help you build it.
Exactly. Plus processes for repetitive tasks. Got a tricky error? Define the steps for fixing it once, and then just tell Cursor to follow the error fix process.
Genius. What about sensitive info like environment variables?
Good catch. Put those in a gitignore file to keep them out of version control, but also list them in your curse rules so Cursor knows they exist.
Makes sense. What's this about repo prompt?
Ah, a game changer. It's a tool that lets you feed your entire codebase as context to an LLM. No more cherry-picking snippets for prompts. The AI gets the whole picture. So helpful for pinpointing those pesky bugs.
So which AI models are the stars of the show?
Definitely the new Claude 3.5 Sonnet, the one ending in 1022. It's my go-to. Gemini's models and GPT-4 are good backups, and o1 Mini can sometimes unstick things when Sonnet gets stuck.
Got it. Prompting techniques, that's where the magic happens, right?
Absolutely. Fewer lines of code the better is a lifesaver for clean code. Proceed like a senior developer, always a classic. And do not stop working until you've implemented this feature fully and completely. Keeps those LLMs from getting lazy.
Lazy LLMs. I can relate. What about when things go sideways, you're stuck on an error?
Reasoning paragraphs. Tell the AI to write 3 paragraphs analyzing the potential error before trying to fix it. Game changer.
That seems counterintuitive, but I see how forcing it to think before acting would be beneficial. What about staying organized during longer coding sessions?
The summary of current state prompt. It's like a shift handover between developers, perfect for switching to a new composer without losing all that precious context.
Any tips on choosing between Cursor and Claude?
I use Cursor as the coder, Claude as the consultant. Claude helps me brainstorm features and strategy, while Cursor gets its hands dirty with the actual implementation.
Interesting division of labor. Any final words of wisdom?
Write tons of comments. Think of it as future-proofing your code for the AI overlords. Embrace the MVP approach for new features, and don't be afraid to let the AI guide your debugging process. And for goodness sake, avoid technical debt like the plague.
This has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for sharing your 400 hours of wisdom.
My pleasure. And don't forget to check out Vectl, the future of productivity. Until next time, goodbye from Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.